You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. There has been a lot of focus on the ranching industry in recent years, particularly when it comes to its impact on climate change. But family-owned, non-corporate ranches have been under pressure for a long time. Some say it's not fair to paint all ranching with the same brush. So today, we're getting a sneak peek at a new podcast called Women's Work, which explores this idea in depth. Let's take a listen.
Hey, my name's Ashley Ahern, and I'm riding my mare, Pistol.
Good girl.
And she and I are up in the mountains of the little valley I live in, north central Washington, helping a local rancher gather up his cows. And move them toward the exits. Come on, let's go. Let's go, ladies. I moved to this valley about 3-4 years ago now. And when I got here, I was a vegetarian. I had been covering the environment for NPR and member stations for more than a decade, and as we know, cows, if they're not managed well, can be real bad for the environment. And then it's, you know, a handful of big corporations that handle the slaughtering and set the prices for beef and concentrate the wealth and don't treat the workers great. And so I was vegetarian. All right, come on, Mary, keep going. And then I moved to this remote valley, and a woman gave me my horse, Pistol, got her for free, which is sort of like a free puppy, not a free beer. And I started just volunteering to help herd cows. Let's go. Come on, babies. And ranchers know a bargain, I guess, when they see one, because I'll work for free as long as I get to ask them a lot of dumb questions. And I got to see firsthand how hard ranchers work on some really tight margins, and how closely they're observing their land, they're observing their livestock, and that they're directly invested in both of those things being healthy in order for them to continue making a living. Hey, cow! Come on out, ladies! And so that all raised a question for me. Can we raise animals in a way that is less harmful for the environment and allows a way of life to continue? So for the past year, I've been spending a lot of time in my pickup truck traveling to ranches all over the West. And it turns out the people who seem to be figuring that out, who seem to be leading the charge in the sustainable regenerative ag movement in the West these days, are women. And I cannot wait to introduce you to some of them.
You know, in cowboy boots, I'm 6 feet tall and I'm covered in tattoos and I got hairy armpits. I mean, I do not give a about what the boys at the coffee shop think about me.
Me, please.
You meet a teenager in Montana who's just getting into raising her own sheep.
Babette, come in.
Babette is my pregnant ewe, so she'll be lambing here soon. Sorry.
Like any minute?
Any minute, yeah.
We'll head to Idaho and meet seven sisters who are working hard to protect their cows from wolves without killing the wolves.
You know, they have every right to be out here. They're part of this natural ecosystem. They've been here way longer than we have.
And we'll head to the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation and meet a rancher raising grass-fed beef on tribal land for tribal members.
The animals get to live out such a just life that they're still nourishing community members after they're gone.
Come on, ladies, hop, hop, cows. Come on, Pistol. I heard a saying somewhere along my travels to all these ranches, you know, hours of interviews and research, that it may have been the Marlboro men and the John Waynes of the world who conquered and dominated the West, but it'll be women who save it. So I hope you'll join me for Women's Work, stories about the changing face of ranching in the West, a special podcast series from Boise State Public Radio coming at you in February. All right, Pistol, let's get those cows.
And Ashley is joining us live now to talk more about this new podcast. Ashley, good to have you back on the program.
Hey, Gemma, it's great to be back with you.
So when is your first episode and where are you taking listeners?
So tomorrow is the first episode. It's dropping. It's the one you heard, the Babette, the very
ornery, very pregnant ewe that 14-year-old Malloy Lannan in Livingston, Montana, or outside of Livingston, Montana, is raising. So story about her and her mom and adaptive rotational grazing practices. And yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So then how about the rest of the series? When will episodes come out? And then what can people expect?
Yeah, so we're going to be releasing them each week, and folks can actually sign up for a newsletter with all kinds of cool behind the scenes photos and just notes from the field to get a heads up before each one drops. But yeah, we've got 8 episodes total from all over the West: Colorado, Montana, Washington, Oregon, Idaho. Yeah, a lot of different voices, and all of it recorded on the ranches, you know, some of it on horseback, four wheelers. Like, we're taking you with us.
And so I'm curious, why this podcast right now?
I think that we're seeing a lot of conversation around meat and what kind of meat we eat, and, you know, consolidation in the industry, the meat industry. We know that 4 huge companies control more than 80% of the market, and the Biden administration is paying attention to that. And I guess, you know, for many of us, myself included, living in cities, worrying about climate change, or at least thinking about climate change, meat and cows became a very specific and easy target to eliminate from your life, to do the right thing. And when I moved rural, I started to see the gray area and the nuance, that it's not so black and white. And that, for me, as you said in the open to this whole, you know, segment, is about looking more closely at the differences, that no two ranches are the same. And where I find hope and inspiration was in meeting a lot of these, frankly, smaller scale, family run or small, you know, organizations, small operation ranches around the West, and many of them run by women.
So what is one perception or maybe preconceived notion about ranching that you had that has been changed during your reporting?
I guess I looked at it as sort of a living, breathing, extractive industry. You know, you drive through the countryside and you see cows, and the, you know, the pastures can look really overgrazed, or you know, the cows look kind of miserable standing around in the mud or dirt. And you start to think, it's easy to start to think, you know, you don't see the rancher. You don't see that he or she was out there, you know, feeding and checking on them, you know, every day. You may not have been driving by when that was happening. And so I think the big misconception for me was the degree of care that ranchers have for their livestock. And I will, you know, specify again, on these smaller scale operations, that becomes a lot more evident to me. Just spending time with ranchers in my community was where it started, and getting to know them and how much they care for their animals. And that proved to be true in all the ranches that I visited across the West for the series. So that was one big change for me, was just that level of care. And indeed, that their businesses don't survive if they don't take care of the landscape. If they graze it to heck, then they don't have grass next year for their cows. And so now when I see a pasture that is overgrazed, instead of saying, oh, you know, that rancher is really screwing it up, I ask myself, well, what is that rancher up against? Like, beef prices are higher for consumers, but the rancher is not seeing the profit margins on that. They're still getting pinched by these larger companies. And, you know, the New York Times had an excellent article that really dove deep on that recently. And so I'm not the first to say that, but I think it's just created a little more empathy for me and a little more curiosity about ranching and the rural West in terms of what it's going through right now.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show. Looking forward to this new podcast. We've been speaking with Ashley Ahern, who is the host of a new podcast from Boise State Public Radio. That very first episode of Women's Work will be out tomorrow. You can, of course, listen wherever you get your podcasts. Ashley, nice talking to you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. More Idaho Matters next.